Imagine a billionaire who haggled over underwear prices and drove a pickup truck. Sam Walton built the world's largest retail empire from a single five and dime in rural Arkansas through a combination of obsessive frugality and relentless competitive drive. What's fascinating isn't just that he created a company serving 240 million customers weekly, but that the principles he established still form Walmart's backbone decades after his death. Walton possessed an uncanny ability to see opportunity where others saw nothing. While competitors focused on urban markets, he recognized the untapped potential of rural America. We figured small-town folks were just as entitled to good prices and good selection as city folks, he reasoned. This insight proved revolutionary as these communities embraced his stores with remarkable loyalty. Sam's extraordinary drive emerged early in life. Growing up during the Depression in small Missouri towns, he learned the value of hard work, delivering newspapers and taking odd jobs. This work ethic carried him through the University of Missouri, where he balanced academic excellence with campus leadership positions while working multiple jobs. "I've always had a strong bias toward action," Sam reflected, a trait that would later define Walmart's culture. After college, his stint at JCPenney revealed his passion for retail. The real turning point came with his first Ben Franklin variety store in Newport, Arkansas, which he transformed into the region's most successful store before losing the lease to the landlord's son. This setback led him to Bentonville, Arkansas, where he opened Walton's Five and Dime and began experimenting with self-service concepts. Sam's retail epiphany was simple yet powerful. Lower prices could drive enough sales volume to generate higher overall profits. When the first Walmart opened in Rogers, Arkansas in 1962, it represented a major risk for the Walton family. Unlike competitors who used selective loss leaders, Walmart implemented genuine discounting across all products. Free from traditional distribution systems, Walmart maintained lower prices in markets other chains had ignored. Despite early vendor hesitation and basic inventory systems, Sam's willingness to study competitors gave Walmart an advantage. Walmart expanded through Sam's saturation strategy, thoroughly developing one market area before moving to the next, with stores within a day's drive of distribution centers. "We became our own competition," Sam explained, citing how they established five stores in Springfield before Kmart arrived. This approach reduced advertising needs through word of mouth and optimized distribution. Sam often scouted locations from his small airplane, noting, "From up there at 800 feet, I can see which way a town is growing," while developing systematic store opening procedures. Perhaps Sam's most revolutionary idea was transforming employees into partners through profit sharing and stock ownership. "We call our employees associates because we want them to know they're business partners, not just hired help," he explained. This wasn't mere semantics. It represented a fundamental shift in retail management philosophy. The profit-sharing plan implemented in 1971 allowed associates to contribute a percentage of their salary, with Walmart matching it with company stock. Over time, this created extraordinary wealth for many long-term employees. Bob Clark, who started as a warehouse worker, accumulated over $700,000 in profit-sharing. "That's when I knew our plan was really working," Sam reflected. This partnership extended beyond financial incentives. Sam's open-door policy allowed any associate to approach management with concerns or suggestions. Saturday morning meetings became forums where ideas were freely exchanged, and store-level innovations could quickly become company-wide practices. The culture emphasized recognition and celebration. "Appreciate everything your associates do," Sam advised. "Nothing else can quite substitute for a few well-chosen, well-timed, sincere words of praise." This philosophy created an environment where people felt valued and motivated to contribute. Walmart's corporate culture became its most distinctive competitive advantage, blending small-town values, relentless innovation, and sometimes quirky traditions. Our culture has always been about having fun while working hard, Sam explained. I wanted people to look forward to coming to work. This fun manifested in unconventional ways. Store managers might ride donkeys down the aisles after losing sales contests. Executives performed silly cheers at company meetings. Sam himself once lost a bet and danced the hula on Wall Street in a grass skirt. Behind the playfulness lay serious business principles. Saturday morning meetings combined entertainment with rigorous analysis of sales figures and competitive strategies. We share numbers that most companies keep secret from their employees, Sam noted. This transparency fostered accountability and gave associates a clear understanding of how their work contributed to the company's success. As Walmart grew, Sam established the Walton Institute to immerse new managers in the company's values. We want people to understand that working at Walmart isn't just a job, it's a way of thinking about business, he explained. This focus on cultural continuity ensured that the company's core principles would endure even as it expanded globally. Despite his small-town image, Sam demonstrated remarkable foresight in embracing technology. Under executives like David Glass, later CEO, Walmart invested heavily in cutting-edge distribution systems when most retailers still relied on clipboards and manual inventory counts. The company's first computerized distribution center in Searcy, Arkansas, initially seemed destined for failure. I almost pulled the plug on the whole thing, Sam admitted, but something told me this was the future. His persistence paid off. Once resolved, the Searcy facility became the blueprint for Walmart's entire distribution network. By the 1990s, Walmart operated one of America's largest private truck fleets, over 3,000 vehicles, becoming a crucial competitive advantage. Unlike competitors relying on third-party shipping, Walmart's dedicated fleet guaranteed delivery schedules and maintained consistent standards. Most revolutionary was Walmart's pioneering investment in computer systems. In the mid-1980s, when most retailers were just experimenting with electronic cash registers, Walmart built one of the world's largest private satellite communication systems. This $24 million investment connected all stores to headquarters, enabling real-time inventory tracking. "We know what's selling in every store, every day," Sam explained. This technological infrastructure became fundamental to Walmart's everyday low prices strategy. As Walmart grew into a retail giant, Sam maintained the agility of a small business through his think small philosophy. He emphasized managing one store at a time, allowing each location to adapt to its local community. College stores stocked dorm supplies, while farming communities carried agricultural items. Communication remained central as the company expanded. Sam pioneered satellite video conferencing and conducted frequent unannounced store visits in his pickup truck, spending hours examining operations and talking with associates and customers. He empowered store managers with significant autonomy in decision-making, encouraging them to think like owners in areas from local marketing to community involvement. Sam's legacy demonstrates that a company can achieve massive growth while preserving its founding values. "It's not what you own that matters," he said, "it's what you do with what you have." His approach created more American billionaires than any other company in history, making his autobiography a number one bestseller among business leaders studying his success formula.